You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening.
Okay, it is December 19th, 2019, and we just saw Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, and you are listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. And we are currently walking out to the parking lot to wait for a lift. So please enjoy the awkwardness that will come over the next few minutes as you hear us get into our lift and explain to the driver what the heck we're doing. And maybe make them cover their ears.
Well, his name is Jingyeon in the Honda Civic. Oh, no.
Is it the same guy that drove?
No, it's not the same guy.
Okay. We had a terrible experience on the way over.
It was very, very smelly. Yeah, I want... Oh, this is the thing. This is what happened last time when we actually did this one with Jeremy, and we went and we had a problem with the driver. I was like, did you want to see it? And he's like, no, it's okay. So last time we were okay, but we'll see how this goes.
We'll see how this goes.
I'm very hesitant about talking about it too much out here.
Okay, well, we'll speak quietly. So far, as I understand it, the movie has not done well in Rotten Tomatoes. It's not getting a good score. People are not enjoying it.
I really enjoyed it.
I really liked it.
I thought it was great.
I think it was probably one of the best.
Of the new ones.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would say it wrapped up everything in a way that I liked. And there's a lot of stuff I was like, oh, this is cool. I think this is us. Yeah.
Oh, already?
Yeah. How's it?
Okay. That was convenient. And quick.
Should we wait or let him come?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. This is the awkward time I pre-warned you about. Let's both sit in the back, yeah, so we can talk to the thing. Okay. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Not bad.
So this is a weird question. Are we allowed to talk Star Wars in here? The new movie? Because we just saw it. Is it okay if we talk about the movie? We don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
I think he's okay.
Are you okay? What?
I don't know speak English.
Oh, okay. Then you're okay.
Then you're fine.
Great.
All right.
Awesome. Okay. No big deal.
This is your address.
Perfect. Yep.
Okay.
No, all right.
Well, we definitely don't have to worry about it.
That will be great. Okay, so we won't spoil the movie for him. Okay.
I would say that the weirdest part for me is a big spoiler. Huge spoiler. So if you don't want to hear this, it's a huge spoiler.
And it's a moment that they fell down on.
Weird moment. Mm-hmm. Rey and Ben kissing.
Yep. Shouldn't have happened.
So weird.
Shouldn't have happened.
Did not need to happen.
He should have.
Unnecessary.
He should have touched her and fade away at that point.
Yes.
And that should have been it. And the fact that they... And then when he fell back down, it was weird. Like, everyone in the audience was like, huh?
It was super weird because she
was... It was badly timed and paced.
She was down on the ground. And then we see him struggle to pick her up because he's so exhausted. So it's like this moment, right? And then he gives her life force. So she comes back, they kiss, and then he falls down on the ground. And it's like, so then it just felt like, are you guys going to just trade life force back and forth for a while?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it felt like was going to happen. But that's not what happened. He disappeared. And now I'm curious as to why he disappeared and why she didn't when she was dead.
Because he rejoined his father and mother.
She had no one to rejoin, so she just chilled for a minute in her body?
Well, she was not meant to... He suffered great sacrifice to do this. I think, like, when you do something like that honorable to that degree, like Vader did and like they did, self-sacrifice is a way to make it to the next level.
Yeah, because there are so many previous, Star Wars rules...
that
about
that qualify in this.
They used them all.
Yes.
So like
all of them.
Like with the Jedi can appear as a ghost and still use powers, like Luke did that. Mm-hmm. But like moments after seeing Han Solo as a memory. And he didn't have glowy effect, so he wasn't the same thing.
He was a memory.
It was yeah. It was like we got all kinds of dead people doing
coming
different
back.
Things.
The pacing of that was bad because they did 1, 2, 3. That was a big problem for me. It was when they did that like 1 to 1 to 1. I was like, too much here.
Yeah, there was too much dead people coming back to back.
The nostalgia of it.
We can talk about that little droid, because that's what the people were talking about when they were leaving the theater when
yeah.
we were walking out, was there's a new little droid. What's his name? Dio?
Yeah.
And he speaks English, which is unique. And his whole thing that he contributed was that he had
the map.
Not the map, the plans. He didn't have the map to get to the planet with the starships.
He was supposed to bring her back, yeah.
He had the plans on how they worked so that they could destroy them. So that the New Order could destroy them. New Order? No.
Something like
Resistance
that, yeah.
could destroy them.
Here's a big... So we're going to talk about problems. My big problem was where the hell did all these resources come from? I mean, was the Emperor just building all this stuff down there with the Sith troopers?
Didn't you see
time?
All those people down there? That were like, Sith, 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 at the very end.
Oh, that's all the people?
There were like a million people down there just being like, well, we built the ships. Now we're waiting for the show. This is our reward.
It was weird. There was a moment where like those robes disappeared into nothingness and like he absorbed them. It was like an odd moment. Like almost
when
like
he died?
Well, no, it was before that. I almost thought that like he had... like those were the like aberrations or pieces of himself, but they weren't. Those definitely had to be minions.
I was confused as to how it was that he like absorbed their life power, but they were still cool to live. Like they survived.
Well, she came back because all the Jedi stood behind her and like
yeah, but
she
apparently
had a little bit
so
of left.
Did so did Ben.
And Ben had enough left too.
And
to fight back, but so he didn't have enough to kill them completely.
And then her lightsabers like reflected his electricity power. I wanted her to use the electricity power again. That seemed like a plant that didn't pay off.
Yeah, that was something that I was like, oh, okay, you didn't actually... So she didn't use her powers. Because I think part of it is that's the dark side. That's the dark side coming out that she doesn't want to come out. And the lightsaber is the weapon of the good knight.
I thought it was just like, you also have these powers.
No,
use them how you want.
I mean, the reason why Palpatine... I mean, let's not think about the prequels real quick. The reason why he doesn't... I don't think he uses the lightsabers is because it's what the knights use. It's the Jedi Knight.
Uh-huh.
The tool of the Jedi Knights, and he hates them.
The only... Oh, I like the call... So the callback at the end, too, where they gave Chewie a medal.
Oh, my gosh. I just recently talked about that.
Really?
Like, I literally, like... I took a picture on Instagram, and I drew a little thing around him and said, I'm just going to fix this here.
That was just a little nod to the fans.
Yep. A couple holes. Where did What's-Her-Name get the original lightsaber?
Who? What are you talking about?
Remember in the first one where she gives Rey the lightsaber in the chest? A story for another time.
Yeah.
A story we never got.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a hole. I also liked how J.J. Abrams did a lot of retroactive fixing in the last one. Like, for instance, when Luke takes the lightsaber this time, he specifically says that you should not throw it away or, like, you should respect your lightsaber. Like, in previous movie, he threw it over his shoulder. So it was a complete 180 of the direction of what they were going to do.
Mm. I thought they were going to have that other stormtrooper that was hanging out with Finn be related to him. I thought they were going to be like, we're family!
Yeah, well, that would have been really dumb. I think that would have been way too convenient. But what about, can we talk about what...
Well, because they both resisted, and so when he was like, I felt it in the Force, it was a feeling, right? And she was mm-hmm. like, yeah, something like a feeling. I was like, okay, so you both have like... Midichlorians.
And you know what? He was supposed to say something to Rey before he died and never did.
He was supposed to tell her that she was a Palpatine.
How does he know that?
He said that he and Leia knew.
How did he know?
Leia told him.
When did Leia tell him?
I don't know when. When did Rey get so super freaking powerful? In between the two movies, I guess.
See that? Okay, so that's what he was supposed to tell her? Okay.
Yeah, because at one point she was like, she's like, I have to tell you something. Remember, she came back on the ship and she was all crying and she was like, I'm... And he's like, yeah, me and Leia know.
Oh, okay, I must have missed that.
Leia knew that.
I missed that tiny little part, but... Yeah, I thought it was something else. So, okay, that wraps that up then. Yeah, I just... These giant... what about that Star Destroyer that's out there in the galaxy right now that destroyed the planet that they used to establish?
Oh, just the one?
Yeah.
There's one left.
They did that because they had to show...
That the cannons could destroy a planet.
So they did that. I think they added that in. Mm. I think that they were like...
Because, like, why would one leave without the others?
Yeah. And well, not only that, but how did it get out?
I'm just going to scout the area.
Yeah, it was very odd. Like... The reason why they did it, I can tell you why, is because they had to set the stakes of what it could do.
Right. We had to see it.
Yeah.
I also appreciate that shot was, like, very clearly a miniature blowing up. You could even see that, like, the camera wasn't totally steady on the minute, like, that when the planet blew up. I was like, you're going back to the old ways.
I didn't notice that. But that was cool.
It was done practically.
Like, I could feel, like, half the planet collapsed in on itself, and I thought that was cool. But like,
and that was the plan. So, Poe's girlfriend was a Mandalorian, right?
No, it's not a Mandalorian. That was just a fighter. But they took out that planet.
Was that the planet?
I don't know. They just like randomly set a planet that they killed.
I thought it was that planet.
It looked like it for a second, but then it's like, why would they do it? There's some things that didn't make much sense for that, and that was one of them. I did like the callback. I did think that guy that was working for the First Order, that was the general. I think he was. Like, in previous Star Wars.
That was working. Oh, yeah, they said he was like, I served you in the old wars, and I will serve you in this one.
Yeah, I think literally he was on the Death Star or something.
Yeah, he must have.
I think he was one of those.
I wonder when they decided that redheaded dude was a mole.
This one?
Yeah, I don't think he was before.
No, and it was because of what happened in the last movie, how... Kylo treated him. He was just done with it.
Yeah.
And remember, he was about to shoot him at the end there in number two. Mm. He really hated Kylo.
I wondered what Kylo would show up wearing at the end when he's like, I'm Ben now. And I'm happy with the choice. I was like, I wonder if he'll be like in Dockers and like a polo shirt.
No, I was fine with what they did. They just left it as is. I really, like, love the Han Solo moment. The parallel between what happened. Because it's the exact same wording that happened when he was on the rail before when everything happened.
Oh.
Like, that was a big moment there that they really played out. And I loved it. I thought, like, that was poetic how he did the double. And it made it so much better. And that's why JJ is he's a good finisher in that way. Mm. Also, do you notice that JJ fixed his mistake in the first one?
What mistake?
Remember when Chewie did not react to Han Solo dying? He put the reaction of Leia dying really big in this one for Chewie.
I don't remember him not reacting.
He never reacted really. Like, he reacted very minimally when... well, like...
I feel like I remember him when he goes back.
He does, but when he goes back to see Leia, it should have been Leia hugging Chewie. For the loss of Han, not her. And so that was always he always felt bad about that because he didn't get to actually do that reaction. He's like, yeah, that probably would have been better.
Wait, as opposed to what?
Because Chewie just like walks in the background and doesn't even react to
Leia. Instead of Leia and Chewie like couldn't like comforting each other?
Yeah, because that was the person that they knew together. There was a ton of parallels between this and the first one too. Like when Luke loses his friend, it's almost the exact same moment when, like, Poe Dameron loses his other pilot friend. Like, there's so many, like...
Well, yeah, they really set up that, like, these three guys, they had the same... You know, it's like, this is your Han Solo, this is your Luke, and this is your Leia. And they even started giving Finn Jedi powers.
Yeah. What was that about? That didn't really come around.
He's just apparently connected to the Force, and mildly.
And we didn't really see... Remember those kids who had the Force?
Yeah,
I thought
that was going to kind of...
That didn't happen.
I thought that's what this movie was going to really be all about. It was just like, the Rise of Skywalker was going to be like,
yep.
There are so many of us.
They erased so much of that second film, which I'm okay with.
Oh, yeah, they...
I was Snoke the entire time.
Yeah. I thought they were going to have, like... And like, because Rose even was kind of... Oh. Rose was going to be... Rose was not there, really.
Yeah, she was a sideline character. She got sidelined. She launched some ships in the battle.
Yeah.
And it's actually the one, the big one over here on the right. The one with all the lights. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you.
One of the things I really loved is the bookmark ending, where the first film was Star Wars and the last film was this one. But yet, remember Luke looking off in the sunset with the two sons?
Uh-huh.
Rey looking off in the sunset with two sons.
Right.
But she has BB-8 with her.
Yeah.
So she's going to go into, like, retirement now. Great.
You have to listen to the podcast.
We're talking about it right now, but we loved it.
Okay.
Did you not like it?
I liked it. It was better than Last Jedi.
All right. Yeah, there was times where they didn't do a good job. It felt like establishing the sequences. It was a lot of JJ flash, but I was okay with that. It wasn't that jarring. Yeah, I would say that's true. Oh, the fact that she's adopted. The fact that, yes, she didn't have any parents, but yet she did.
She chose her parents.
She chose her parents. And I thought that was really cool.
And they're siblings. Okay. That's it for us. Right. Until the next 3 months from now when we get to leave the house again.
Yeah, I know. I'll see you next movie. That's been The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Good night.